My name is Russell Dyes, a lifelong waterman. I moved to Tillman when I was 13 and learned how to cap my boat when I was 10 years of age. I bought my first boat when I was 17 years old. I was in high school, and I bought it with money I had saved when I was a kid working on the water. The feeling is indescribable when you're sailing over an oyster bar with five or six men working in the middle of the deck, and things are quiet, and the satisfaction of catching oysters and making a crew a living. I don't think that you could ever do a better job than sail dredging on a skipjack with a good fresh breeze and plenty of oysters. I don't think how it could be any better than that.
Throughout the museum, you will find models, photos, and paintings of various Chesapeake skipjacks. Designated as the last working boats under sail in the United States, skipjacks were developed in the Chesapeake Bay region around 1890 to dredge oysters at the bottom of the bay. Many were built here on Tillman. An estimated 2,000 skipjacks were built in the region before World War II. Changing technology and declining harvest reduced the dredging fleet to fewer than a dozen by the year 2003. Tillman is still home to several working skipjacks. The name skipjack refers to fish, such as skipjack herring or skipjack mackerel, that leap in and out of the water. Skipjacks can sometimes resemble the fish as they come about quickly to make continuous passes or licks over oyster beds. Ranging in length from 25 to 50 feet, the hardy skipjack is known for speed and is powerful in light winds. Skipjacks have a shallow draft with centerboard and carry a single-mast, two-sail sloop rig. The skipjack was designated the official state boat of Maryland in 1985. The oldest, Rebecca T. Ruark, built in 1886, resides in Dogwood Harbor in Tillman and has been named a National Historic Landmark. The remaining fleet were listed in the National Register of Historic Places.